Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We just heard from the NFL home office. I said to Fritzy, reach out to the NFL and ask them if players are allowed to be in a fantasy football league. The league responded, yes, players can participate in a season-long fantasy football game with a prize of up to $250. Players cannot play in a daily league that offers a prize. We are curious about this. Josh Shaw, the defensive back for the Cardinals, who's been suspended through next season for gambling against his own team in a three-team parlay. I'm not sure how much money he had on it, but he had bet before. He had, you know, so they said this was not a one-time, you know, case where he bet on football. And he put down in his, they want to know what his job was, his occupation. He put down professional football player. He's been suspended for the 2020 season. You know, through all of this, at least he's honest. But then he wasn't honest when he was at USC when he had ankle injuries, and he told, I guess, the team that he suffered the ankle injuries jumping out of a second story off a balcony because his nephew was drowning. And it turned out that he was actually jumping off the balcony to elude the police. Yes, Todd?
Is it at all possible that the nephew may have been drowning while that argument was going on? Couldn't two things happen at the same time?
If I'm defending him,
I might say, you know, yeah, two things were going on.
Unless his nephew was swimming late at night. And by the way, I don't think there was a pool there.
That makes it difficult. I rest my case.
Other than that.
Just a mound of dirt in the backyard.
I think if you have an apartment complex and no pool, then that hurts your argument just a little
really
bit.
Can't drown in the pool.
Yeah. Dak Prescott won't talk Cowboys deal until after the season. So this was sent out a day ago. David Salatoro, free agent to be quarterback. Dak Prescott tells the Dallas Cowboys a new deal will have to wait until after the season. He's in the final year of his rookie deal. He makes $2 million, which places him 23rd among quarterbacks. By the way, that Nick Foles deal with Jacksonville, yeah, it's not going to turn out well. Gardner Minshew, come on down. He's going to get the start this weekend. The Cowboys offered Prescott a deal worth upwards of $30 million per season, on par with deals given to Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, and Matt Ryan. Prescott looking for $40 million, which would have made him the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. He's already thrown a career-high 23 touchdowns with four games to play. And feels like they're now a passing team more than a running team. Let me see. If they don't agree to an extension with Dak Prescott, the franchise tag for a quarterback last year was $24.8 million. They have room to be able to afford the cap hit. Cowboys currently have $89 million in cap space to work with for 2020. All right. So he's a good quarterback on an average team right now at 6-6. Right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. At the end of last hour, we were talking about Sportsbone because I used to use Sportsbone when I was gambling. So this is before ESPN. This is before you could get any information if you were gambling on games. Certainly college football. You know, you try to get that Akron score against Ohio U that, yes, I would bet on games like that. But there was something called Sportsbone in the 1980s. And, Michael Kay, the Yankee announcer, I think he worked on Sportsbone. Al Trotwig, longtime announcer with the Knicks, Rangers, I think he worked there as well. I'm sure Marv Albert probably had a son who worked there. But Sportsbone was pretty amazing. And then it branched out into other cities. In 1976, Sportsbone averaged 65,000 calls per day. 1977, they got 600,000 calls in 3 days because the Mets were about to trade Tom Seaver to the Reds. By 1979, Sportsbone was averaging over 100,000 calls per day. But you would get the update on NCAA tournament action, college football, college basketball. It was crazy. 1981, Sportsbone got 50 million calls. And then what happened next? ESPN. Yeah, they expanded into Detroit and Chicago. And they expanded their coverage with the Olympics, certainly the 1980 Olympics. But 976, 13-13, was it 212, Todd? Or it wasn't an 800 number.
No, it was not.
What, 976, 13-13?
That's the one.
Oh, man. What happens when you call that number now? Does anybody pick up? Paul, are you going to try that?
Yep.
Let me see. What else do we have in here on Sportsbone? Around the time Sportsbone began to lose listeners, phone programs expanded its non-sports programming. Greatest success came from 1-900 numbers that allowed callers to hear daily messages from celebrities like DJ Jazzy Jeff, The Fresh Prince, Paula Abdul, Bruno Sammartino, the Easter Bunny, and Jose Canseco. They also had a 900 number where you could listen to a portion of a sermon from the Pope. Yeah.
In case you feel the need to repent for your sins.
Hey, when you're gambling, you use anything.
I would need to have the Pope on speed dial, I think. What did you get when you called the number, Paul?
Out of service. Still out of service. 976-1313. Available for use again.
Okay. Gary Cohen, the Mets announcer, he was also part of Sports Phone. I don't know if it would serve a purpose now if you had Sports Phone, because everything's available. You got Google. You don't need it. But I used it. I remember that I was such a degenerate gambler that I remember winning a bet. Now, I had other bets going, and I would call the number just to hear the score that I had won that bet. So it cost me, whatever, 25 cents to call the phone and get that service, and I already knew what the outcome was. But I loved hearing that I had won a bet. And then the problem is I'd call again and realize I'd lost a bet as well, or a few of those. All right, poll question, McLovin.
Who's coming out of the NFC? It goes Seahawks, then Saints, then Niners, then Packers, then Vikings, and then lastly, the possible NFC East champion Cowboys.
Just saw this where the Yankees have set up meetings with Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg. I don't know if anybody should be surprised at that, but the Athletic is reporting the Yankees sit down with both of those aces, both represented by Scott Boras. They'll do it in California. Let me see. Cole is 29, wants to go back to the West Coast. Angels, Dodgers have rumored to have interest. Nationals are the favorites to bring back Strasburg. Yeah, I never thought he would leave, and I thought Cole would end up with the Angels. Each pitcher is expected to command a deal that will go over $250 million. Yes, McLeod.
Did the Washington Nationals win the World Series, or did I dream that?
They did win.
That feels like it was decades
Paulie,
ago.
Would you double-check?
I'm on it.
Okay.
And the Raptors won in the NBA.
Yeah, the Raptors did win.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Raptors, they won that NBA title.
At some point, did we split off in some type of alternate universe, or is this real life?
Well, I did have a moment where I needed some clarity when I went, wait, did Virginia basketball win the national title? Yep, they did. Yep.
Really?
Yep, they won the national title, and I went, I'll be damned. Who would have thought?
That doesn't sound right, Dan.
Yep. Virginia basketball, they won. Yes, Todd.
And the Blues with the hockey.
I know.
Blues, Nationals, Raptors, Virginia.
Okay, what is the most surprising out of all of those championship teams? The Blues, probably because they had the longest odds of anybody, and they were played so poorly in the first half of the season. The Nationals have spent money, but then you get rid of Bryce Harper, and then you win. The Raptors,
they did a one-year deal for Kawhi with that in mind.
Yeah.
But
if you know what? If hockey was more popular, then we would know more of the backstory and the players that the Blues had. Because we know the Toronto players and we know the Washington Nationals players. You know, with the Blues, you're like, they had long odds to win, and they ended up winning. Yeah, Paul.
So based off that run, what would be the NFL equivalent to that? A team that right now you're like, well, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like right now, if we're discussing today in December, they're in contention, but, well, that team's not winning.
Pittsburgh.
Buffalo? Ooh, Pittsburgh.
Well, Buffalo has got a better chance.
Pittsburgh could, too.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I like Buffalo as sort of the Raptors, Nationals, carrying that torch of unexpected.
Yeah, but you don't have a player who was one of the top five players on the Buffalo Bills.
Right, that's the problem.
Like, Toronto still had Kawhi Leonard.
Well, also, if Clay and Durant didn't get hurt.
Yeah. So if a few star players get hurt and the Buffalo Bills face, let's say they face the Niners without their entire defense.
Oh, I'd put the Bills up against the Niners. It's not like the Niners have a guy who's going to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying if somehow they miss Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady in the playoffs.
Yeah, if you face the Ravens without Lamar Jackson and
Chiefs with Matt Moore.
Without Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. then maybe that'd be similar. But I would say the Blues, just because the odds were so long and nobody gave them a chance at all. Toronto, we gave them a chance. Toronto had the best record in the NBA, didn't they, during the regular season when they won? They had home court advantage for the NBA Finals, right? Check and see if the Raptors didn't have the best record in the NBA that year. Yes, Tom.
If we're going to talk shocking teams, wouldn't you Tennessee probably, as far as teams that are have above 500 records that are still very much in the mix, but no one's giving them any shot at all of getting anywhere near Miami.
So, Titans go to the Super Bowl. Ryan Tannehill, Super Bowl MVP.
Whoa, calling it.
No, I'm not. I am impressed with the Titans. I am. Yes.
Yeah, it's a shock if they end up 9-7, which the odds say they will be.
I know.
Fourth year in a row at 9-7.
Yeah. Let me see. Anything else I need to mention? I mentioned Gardner Minshew gets the start over Nick Foles. It wasn't that long ago where we went, boy, the Eagles probably wish they still had Nick Foles. I don't know if they're saying that anymore. You know, you're wondering about this with Nick Foles, where I go, okay, if Nick Foles plays and he gets hurt, like if he could get seriously hurt, then he doesn't play at all in 2020. Is this part of the logic here? Play Gardner Minshew and then start Nick Foles next year because he's costing you a lot of money. You don't want him to get injured and then not be able to play at all. So you sit him down for the final four games? Does that make any sense? Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Nick Foles, they owe him $15 million for 2020 fully guaranteed. $15.25 for next year.
Okay, that's not horrible.
Is there a weirder career than Nick Foles? Let's say this is it as far as...
Kurt Warner's was pretty weird.
Right, but Nick Foles had an unbelievable season in Philly, got his own team washed out, became a backup, then went to Philly again and won the Super Bowl MVP. Then he gets his own team again and fails. I think.
Well, he was going to quit football. Prior to going to Philadelphia, he was thinking about quitting football. And then he ended up playing with Philadelphia. Carson Wentz, he's only 31. You know, he's not that old. I think he's turning 31. So you're thinking, if you're Jacksonville, we got a guy who's 30 when we get him, and all right, he's got his best football ahead of him. He's got three more teams ahead of him. Yes, McLovin.
That is the what we learned of the decade. I mean, Nick Foles is only 30 years old.
How is that possible? The guy's been around forever.
It feels like that, right? I don't know.
Do you remember his visit to the Super Bowl man cave? He was obsessed with shooting long-distance three-pointers in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
He had. And he's a huge guy.
Was that in... New York?
I think New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, and he was firing away.
But so was Gronk. Didn't Gronk have a broken wrist at the time, broken arm? And J.J. Watt came in and dunked. Drew Brees was really competitive.
Joe Montana was competitive.
Yeah. It's weird when you see that because you know you have to be really competitive. But when you see that they're competitive in other things, I play golf with Drew Brees. He's as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. Not even close. Like how competitive he is. I had made two birdies in a row, and I was lining up my third birdie putt in a row. And he goes, I can't believe you're going to have three. He walks by me, and he goes, I can't believe you're going to have three birdies in a row. I missed the birdie putt. So... here's a Super Bowl MVP who's bothered by me shooting an 84. I can't believe you're going to have three birdies in a row. Like, he was angry. And then I promptly missed the putt. Are you happy now, Drew? Yeah, it's McLovin.
Yeah, you're pretty competitive. So
I am.
He's a level up, you're saying?
I don't even get into board games or cards or because my wife will say, she'll say play nice whenever I leave the house. My wife says,
you mean like Trivial Pursuit?
Any of that. Because I want to kill you. I want to cut you. I want to kill you. And even when I'm with my kids, because my wife will say, they're just kids. Like just a whisper to, they're just kids. And I always think, they got to learn sometime.
Chutes and Ladders is the perfect place.
I did Candyland where I was cutthroat in Candyland. But my wife will say to me when I leave the house, play nice. Just she knows. So I would rather not be in a board game or cards or any of that. Because winning is doesn't, you know, impact me. Losing really does. Yes, McLovin.
My littlest daughter throws a fit if she loses anything. So everyone has to bend over backwards to lose every board game to her. And it takes more skill to lose to a six-year-old on purpose than it does to win. You don't, you didn't let your kids win?
No. And I was just reminded of this over the weekend. That one year, I think my oldest was 9 and my youngest was like 3. And I said, if nobody beats me in a race, there's no gifts for Christmas.
What?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. We were in the front yard. And because I was seeing if I had an athlete in the family. And I realized I didn't. And I said, if nobody beats me in this race, there's no Christmas gifts. And they're like, what? And then they raced me. And, you know, I didn't, like, toy with them to barely beat them. I, like blew them away. You know, I was taunting them. I was like, how sad is this? But it counts as a victory. Yes, Todd.
Did they run to their mom and say, are we really not going to have Christmas? Yeah. We didn't beat that in the race.
And then my wife goes, what are you doing? I said, I was joking. They don't know you're joking. I said, well, I, of course they get gifts. Yes.
When I was in like 7th or 8th grade, my basketball coach showed up with two buddies in a 30-pack, and they proceeded. I think they were already kind of tuned up by the time they got there, but they were hammered by the end of practice. And it was they put us through a really brutal practice because I think my coach was showing off his friends. And he after this practice, when we were all gassed, he was just like, all right, cool, so who here can beat me in a race? And, like, none of us could anyway, even before practice when we were fast enough. And he was just like, all right, well, we're just going to keep running sprints until somebody here can beat me. And he just ran us into the ground, and it was miserable. And I was like, man, what a jerk.
Yep.
Just a miserable, miserable experience.
Yep. Hello, that's me. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I raced my daughter about a month ago. She's 10, and she goes, Dad, let's race to the front porch. And she beat me by about, you know, 10 steps, 5 steps. She goes, Dad, don't let me win. I'm like, those days are over. You're faster than me. It's embarrassing. Like, the days of letting them win.
Yeah.
When that's not an option to you anymore, it's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm slow and I'm completely slow.
I was just hoping that one of my kids would be an athlete. It didn't happen. Great kids. They weren't athletes. That's the reason why I kept having kids, because I said, hun, let's get an athlete here. After 4, she said, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm still the best athlete in my family. And that's sad. As I'm banged up, how banged up I am, body falling apart, barely make it to work each day, they're calling me the Kirk Gibson of radio hosts, but somehow I do it. Somehow I do it. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Let's be honest. Your family and friends love receiving gift cards for the holidays, and what better way to gift them what they really want than with Happy Cards? Happy Cards make giving personal gift cards easy and stress-free by helping you give the gift of choice. When you give Happy Cards, your lucky loved one can use them at any of the brands displayed in the card. I use Happy Cards, and I am a happy camper, and this is exactly what you need to do for the holidays. Your mom, wife, sister, or girlfriend can check out Happy Her. Picky teenagers, nieces, and nephews can check out Happy Teen. For the restaurant lover in your life, check out Happy Eats. And that includes Cracker Barrel, Dave & Buster's, Buffalo Wild Wings, or Panera Bread. Last-minute gifts for coworkers, teachers, coaches, and holiday party posts. Check out Happy Moments or Happy Holidays. You'll find everything you need. Cheesecake Factory's in there, Red Lobster, P.F. Chang's, all good stuff. Happy Cards contain no fees, no stress, and they never expire, making it the perfect gift that anyone will love. Best of all, you can avoid the headache of holiday shopping by heading over to giftcards.com and have your Happy Cards delivered straight to your door. All season long, please enjoy free shipping on all Happy Cards. Visit giftcards.com/happy or pick one up today at your local grocery store. Have a happy holiday season with Happy Cards.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
The popular Adam Sandler will be on the program tomorrow. Has a movie coming out. Movie I'm not in. The sportscaster he went with Mike Francesa, a local New York guy, plays Adam's bookie. And Francesa does a good job. Does a nice job with that. But Sandman, as Sandman said, Danny, I'm not controlling who's in the movie. I said, okay, fair enough. Because whenever I'm not in one of his movies, I watch the movie just to see what role I could have played. And there are probably a couple of roles that I could have played in this one. Because there are some tough guys, some you know, mob guys in there. I probably could have played a mob guy a little bit. But Sandman does a great job in this movie. Uncut Gems. Supposed to be coming out here the next week or so. DP Show Store, if you go to it, on the app, go to danpatrick.com. Got a lot of great things there. We got a holiday box that it's a one-of-a-kind from what I'm told by the French kid. Got a lot of fun stuff in there, and we can get it out in time for the holidays. Also, you can get any of our T-shirts on there, including the latest one, Old Time Hockey, with my face and my front tooth missing. That is there. And we do have a few calendars left, but I'm holding back five of those for the five best Christmas ornaments that we get, because I want Mario to continue to send out calendars. He's really, really enjoying it. In fact, if you just have regular calendars, not even the DP Show calendar, we'll sign those too. Self-addressed, stamped envelope, send it to Mario, and we'll sign those. You know, like a calendar that's full of kittens. You know, we'll sign it as well. But we just want to make sure that Mario is busy for the next couple of weeks. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Lakers-Nuggets tonight, Michigan-Louisville, Duke and Michigan State. Did Duke play Michigan State earlier, McLovin?
No, they played Kansas on the same night that Michigan State played Kentucky.
It feels like they played three times already this year. Michigan's a nice little story with Juwan Howard. Nice little story there. They lost, I think, their top three scores from last year, but they just won a tournament. And yes, Tom?
They took down the Zags in the Atlantis Championship. That was pretty nice.
Didn't they rough them up pretty good?
Yeah, in convincing fashion.
Yeah, the Seahawks over the Vikings, 37-30. There was something cool last night, the opening of Monday Night Football on ESPN, where they had Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. And these are former Seattle Supersonics. And I remember, it takes me back to the mid-90s when I was there, when Seattle played the Bulls in the NBA Finals. And Seattle was a really good team. Sean Kemp, I see more of Sean Kemp and Zion Williamson than I do Charles Barkley. Sean Kemp was freakish. He was freakishly athletic. And Gary Payton was a bad dude. Detlef Schrempf, Nate McMillan was on that team. And George Karl. George Karl was the coach. But they, you know, I just look back and wonder if you had that team still in Seattle and you had Durant, because Durant was drafted by the Supersonics, and then they went to Oklahoma City, where they ended up with, you know, Westbrook and Harden all in the same roster there. But that was a great basketball town. And, you know, I wonder if they're on that short list, if there's a relocation or they would add another team or two. You know, is Seattle in there? Is Las Vegas in there? Are both in there? You know, that I'd be curious about that. But, you know, seeing Gary Payton and Sean Kemp last night was pretty good. Sean Kemp with a Steve Largent jersey on. I didn't know they made him that big, you know, because Steve Largent wasn't a big guy. Yeah, Paul.
I think the Kemp comparison to Zion is really good, because there was a time when Sean Kemp was never considered the best player, but entertainment, highlights, you guys on SportsCenter, it was a Sean Kemp show.
There was a time during the NBA Finals where I thought Sean Kemp was the best player on the floor, and Michael Jordan was on the floor at the same time. The Bulls did not have an answer for Sean Kemp. But, you know, he wasn't as polished as he needed to be. He was great. And at times, you know, you were like, how does anybody stop this guy? But, of course, Bulls ended up winning that championship. During the live look-in, there was an Irishman debate. Is that a debate?
Yes, this is a real debate.
Okay, so the movie is on Netflix, and it's 3.5 hours long, and it's got Pacino.
Well, you're already making a pejorative statement, but you don't say, well, this movie is, you know, once upon a time. You know, you don't say this movie's 2 hours long.
I said once upon a time was too long.
Oh, yeah, actually you did say that.
Yes, I did. Now, I saw Knives Out, and I didn't say it was too long.
You didn't say Knives Out, which is 2 hours and 15 minutes runtime.
I do. I always Google the movie. During the movie, I go, how long is this? And I think Knives Out is 2 hours and 10 minutes. So I Googled it just to go, okay. Like, I like that movie. It's a fun movie. The Irishman, I'm 42 minutes in, and I'm idling right now. I'm in neutral right now. Yeah, on the club.
So the debate Seton and I are having, Seton did not like it. Is that correct?
If I was to give it a one-word movie review, terrible.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Terrible.
But it goes deeper than that. I think the best part of the movie is Joe Pesci.
And... who's easily the worst part of the movie. Horrible.
How can you guys be in the same room, be on the same team? Okay.
To be fair, I've only seen half of it. But that's because I turned it off because I didn't want to waste my time anymore. Okay. And I have genuine respect for the actors in it, and I didn't want their legacies to be completely destroyed.
Okay. That's Seton's 30 seconds. McLovin, your turn.
To be fair, I feel like my take's a little more mainstream because Pesci is being written about as a strong frontrunner to win the Oscar for supporting actor, even him or Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So the Academy and I would like to recognize Joe Pesci. He was just so – I thought he was so different than the character in Goodfellas, and Seton didn't see that.
All he does is sit there and smirk. He's got this weird smirk on with his sunglasses. I'm like, what are you guys doing? It's like if somebody said, hey, like they put an ad on Craigslist and said, can you make me a budget Martin Scorsese movie? This is what the product was off of answering that Craigslist ad.
Speaking of a product, have you guys seen the Peloton commercial?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I've been chopping it up at home for 2 weeks.
You have?
Oh, my yeah. It's basically a commercial, and this young woman who's in fantastic shape, her husband gets her a Peloton as her holiday gift, and she's so excited, also in complete terror, to get on a stationary bike that's not moving.
Well, she comes down, and she's got her hands over her eyes, and then she gets surprised, and then everything she does has to do with holding her phone up. So she's videotaping everything she does, and then she videotapes herself on Peloton, and now she's watching it with her husband that she videotaped herself on Peloton.
She's documenting the loss of pounds that she does not need to lose, which is very disturbing.
Plus, she has that face where it looks like she's pained.
Yeah, to sit inside in a comfortable million-dollar home on a stationary bike. Yeah.
It's like she's trying to send a message to the public, like, help me and get me out of this marriage or something. And she's like blinking at us with those big eyes, like, this is not, please get me out of here.
Yeah, I didn't know if she was enjoying the experience. And Peloton's a great product. Great.
They're selling.
Yes, it's a great product. But it's in-home and you get to have your classes. But I don't know why she didn't seem like she was enjoying it.
I guess because her husband was forcing her to do it.
It's a very thoughtful holiday gift. It could be either, depending on how you view it.
I know, but is your husband saying something to you when he goes, hey, I got you a Peloton? Well, why would you do that? Like it feels like there might be a hidden message.
You should get her a bacon double cheeseburger. Yeah. saying, honey, you could use it. It's easy.
I just didn't know if she was happy to be on the Peloton. Yes, Todd.
It's disturbing from start to finish. She feels any document thing. She seems somewhat afraid of her husband, and she has to prove that, you know, she's using it, and she's sitting with him, and she's thanking. I don't know if she's thanking the Lord or thanking the husband for getting the gift or thanking that, you know, the guy helped get her in even better, almost anorexic shape. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, when I go to work, I want to see you on that Peloton, all right? By the time I get back. Yeah,
Paul. It might be apples and oranges, but what if she got him a coupon for some type of enlargement as a holiday prize?
Wow.
That's a great analogy. That
you
would
just don't use it. It's yours. But I'm just saying, here, enjoy this enlargement coupon that you can use on any body part that you choose, honey. I'm not saying anything against what you have.
Like, here's something for hymns or whatever just in case. You know. I mean, I'm not suggesting anything.
Here's a gross of these little blue pills. Do with them what you want.
Yeah. Wow. But don't read into it. Don't read into it.
Because I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, of course.
I know how much this means to you.
Yeah, I love you so much. Dino in New York joins us on the program. I know.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Hey, Dino.
Hey, 59205. I don't know if you guys have caller ID, but you were talking about sports phone. My number is one off of that old sports phone number, and I loved it. I definitely contributed a lot of dollars calling for scores all the time. I don't know if you remember, in between the birth of SportsCenter and ESPN and sports phone, they had the little the score beepers that you could get to.
Yes.
Which were, you know, carrying around that little beeper to get scores was always fun. And one other thing I wanted to say, 3 weeks ago I was in Oakland, and I was at the Raiders-Bengals game on the sidelines before the game, and I saw Gary Miller, ran into Gary Miller. And I told him how much I enjoy Soccer Breakdown on the St. Patrick Show.
What?
His response just was 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Dino. I haven't seen Gary Miller in a long time, but somebody said he's not thrilled when we play Soccer Breakdown in 3, 2, 1. I'm like, come on. Gary got an unbelievable sense of humor. At least he did. He should be, you know, he's there in SportsCenter history, the Soccer Breakdown. That was one of the first things I said, we got to get Soccer Breakdown out of the building when I left ESPN, because they were confiscating everything we had. They're, you know, making sure that we weren't taking files and Rolodexes. And I go, can you get the Soccer Breakdown out of the building? I'm like, hey, we got the Soccer Breakdown out. I'm like, yes. I didn't even know if we could do a show, where we were doing a show, but I wanted to make sure I had Soccer Breakdown in case we did. Also, do you guys remember when we didn't pay our electric bill?
Yeah, I sure did.
And we... Can you explain what happened?
Probably 2010. We're in the new studio. We've been in the new studio above the bar in Milford, Connecticut for about 6 months. And one day we came in and none of the equipment was working. All the different things which use a lot of power, it was down. We thought we were having a major power outage in town, or we were having issue with our equipment. And we're about 20 minutes until showtime. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take a shot here. And I called Connecticut Power. And they said, yeah, you guys haven't paid your bill. And you shut off all the power to the building. And you guys owe like $863. And so we paid that real quick. And I paid that real quick. And they put the power back on 3 minutes later. We were right on the air.
Yeah.
But it's the last thing we thought was that we didn't pay the bill.
Yeah.
And then I think it took about 18 months off on the expense report to get reimbursed for that.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. You know, these guys have to fill out expense reports. And you have to itemize it. You know, if you're saying, hey, went to dinner, but when you say power bill, the electric bill, I think they thought, management thought, you paid for your electric bill with your
company. And I could see that with me. Yeah, I could see me trying to get that one past the goalie, but in this case, I was not.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All that coming up after this.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Have this day in sports history. Once again, Adam Sandler will be on the program coming up tomorrow. Got a stat of the day, Seton, if you'll fire up the music. 3, 2, 1. With the win last night, the Seahawks improved to 26-9 in the months of December and January since Russell Wilson Jr. III debuted in 2012. That is the best winning percentage in the NFL over that span. That is your stat of the day for this Tuesday. By the way, the Bucs have won back-to-back games by at least 40 points. Now, that's happened, I think, four or five other times that teams have won back-to-back games by at least 40 points. Fifth team in NBA history to do this, and it's already happened this year. The Dallas Mavericks have won two games by at least 40 points. Man, it is crazy how much scoring is going on in the NBA. Crazy. All right, this day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
We got a few. 1988, Barry Sanders of Oklahoma State won the Heisman Trophy. 1991, Hulk Hogan won his fourth WWF championship. He beat The Undertaker. Never forget.
Mm.
And then this day in 1985, Dan, the greatest music video of all time was released, including one of the great solo performances of all time. I believe we have the audio.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Land. We had to go to train again to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here and look for trouble. We just come here to the Super Bowl champ. Well, they call me Sweetness.
That's pretty good. And I like to dance. Oh, God. He's a great singer, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's singing. But he was rapping, I think, is okay. What Walter Payton was doing there.
The multi-talented.
Don't you think the Bears should have won a couple more Super Bowls?
Yeah, sure.
Like, they only ended up with one.
Yeah, they should have had three.
God, could you imagine going to Chicago if they'd won more than one?
Would it be better or worse right now?
It would be insufferable. Yeah. Because that would mean you'd probably have about 30 more guys on scholarship for the rest of their lives in Chicago.
But aren't they more interesting because they didn't? You know, that it's like that one year was so dominant, and then for some reason they gave it up two more years, and the next 2 years they didn't do it.
Yeah, McLovin.
I have a feeling Nick Foles and the Eagles are going to be that story once.
A one
Bowl.
And done?
It kind of feels that way. I hope not.
It's like the 2016 Cubs. Does Doug Peterson survive this if they don't make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. He's still got rope.
Okay.
I think Howie Roseman, the GM, he's all in battle, but I think this. It was 2 years ago. I know.
Look at
the Red Sox, you know.
Yeah.
They fired Dabrowski, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole management makeup of the Eagles. If you would think that you would keep him on.
Oh, yeah, I think he's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah. There's going to be so many vacancies. I don't know where the good coaches are going to come from.
Well, if you look at the Vegas odds, Lincoln Riley is going to take a job. Urban Meyer is going to take a job.
But are they? You must hear things about Urban Meyer. What do you got? What do you know?
There's a real concern for his health. There really is. But I don't know if he's as concerned as others are concerned. You know, he's had health issues, burnout. You know, it's all consuming. And then you get to the NFL where, you know, it feels like it's even more consuming. And the stakes are higher. And if you're going to coach the Cowboys, is he the right guy to coach the Cowboys? Or is Lincoln Riley the right guy to coach the Cowboys? Like, that personality, how does that personality blend in or not blend in? That would be my big concern with that. Because you can go and coach the Cowboys, but that's a whole different animal. That's like you're coaching the Cowboys and the pressure and the eyeballs, the expectations. You know, he had that at Ohio State and had that at Florida. But that's just in that state. Now you go to the Cowboys. The Cowboys are, you know, global. And now that there's even more pressure to try to win. And win now for Jerry Jones. So it's Lincoln Riley feels like he would be the right guy because now it's offensive-minded. And it still feels like Jerry Jones could be over him, whereas Urban Meyer, I can't imagine. You know, when John Gruden was being offered the job many, 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 many years ago, I was surprised because I was thinking, you know, would Gruden want to go into that situation with Jerry Jones? And you're talking about, you know, a younger Jerry Jones who was probably even more involved with this. And I think you – I've been told before you think you're prepared for it, but you're not, because it's all about Jerry Jones. Everything is about Jerry Jones. What he did, what we're going to do. It's not about you as the coach, because you're never going to get as much credit as you deserve, and you're going to get far more blame than you deserve. And you got to be ready for that. Now, I just wonder about, you know, ownership with the Browns. Does Urban Meyer want to get into a situation like that? So I don't know. I'd hope he stayed in TV for a little longer. Yeah.
His former quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, at Washington?
He may have liked him at Ohio State. I don't know if he's going to love him in the NFL. It's like Lincoln Riley. Man, I love Baker Mayfield in college. Do you love him in the pros? Because you can coach him with Cleveland. All right. Fritzy, what did you learn today?
Reggie Miller had just one triple-double in his entire NBA career.
Yeah, he said the hard part was the assist. I could imagine that with Reg. I don't remember him throwing a pass. Now, that might not be fair to Reg. I'm guessing he had to throw a few. I just don't remember Reggie with a crisp bounce pass to anybody. Yeah, Paul.
Like if he picked up his dribble and he needed to get the ball back.
He threw it to somebody, thought he was going to get it back, and then they shot it. Rick Smits hit a jumper. McLovin, what did you learn today?
Surprisingly, Seton and I have the exact opposite take on the Irishman, down to the individual acting roles.
By the way, this day in sports history brought to you by Continental Tire. Proud to be the exclusive tire of the Dan Patrick Show, no matter what you drive, where you drive, how you drive. Continental has a tire for you. Seton O'Connor.
There are people who actually like the Irishman. They exist.
Oh, there feels like there's a groundswell here of people who love it.
A return to form.
Well,
what?
It's like the media loves this. But it's, you know, Scorsese and Pesci and De Niro. Pacino. What, McLean?
What else you guys watched it on Netflix? It's a Netflix movie. You didn't even pay anything for it. I think it's entertaining. Fast forward the boring scenes.
We paid.
Well, you pay the dues. But
boring
I'm saying
it's 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
So you watch 8 hours of a series all the time. You don't even think twice about it.
Yeah, but if you could watch a series for 8 hours, it's probably good.
Paulie, what did you learn today?
Seton kicked it with Bjork in Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little shepherd's pie.
You and Bjork.
Yeah.
Fritzy, what did I learn on today's program?
I think we all learned. Seems Brogue is spot on after spending Thanksgiving weekend in Ireland.
The turd.
Is it spot on?
It's right there in the vicinity of...
if I spent another 48 hours there, you wouldn't have recognized me.
You'd have been in a gutter.
That's a proper pint, isn't it?
Good people there in Ireland. What we learned brought to you by True Car. They show you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. McLovin, did you give me the final results of the poll question?
Who's coming out of the NFC? The Seahawks.
Oh, okay. It stayed that way from start to finish. They went wall to wall. All right. We'll talk to you from New York tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, Brian Deegan here. I'm excited to bring you our podcast, The Deegans, that will be every Wednesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. We'll be covering many subjects such as racing, family, how we stay together, how we thrive as a family. So I think it's exciting. We're going to cover all those subjects and many more.
Be sure you guys check out our new podcast, The Deegans, airing every Wednesday on Podcast One and on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.